Are you tired of tossing all that styrofoam into the trash? Well, so is New York State Senator Liz Krueger. We have her on the line from New York City. Senator, I can barely imagine how many of these white plastic food containers New Yorkers waste every day. Do we know how many and where it all goes?
Well, we don't know the individual amount of styrofoam containers, although we're a city of 8.5 million people. We're a city of people who eat a lot of our food out or in pickup. Because everyone's running around so much. The joke is no one has kitchens. Everybody buys ready-made food. And so the problem is, even just looking at our schools, we're using 150 million trays in schools per year in the New York City school system. We've got fast food all over. We've got prepared food all over. And the other dirty little secret about New York City is we don't really know where to put our trash. We closed our large waste site several years ago, and we've sort of been in search of somebody to take our garbage.
It's going all over from Pennsylvania to North Carolina, and it lasts for up to 500 years, I've heard.
Well, there's the problem with styrofoam, up to 500 years just so that you could have your hot coffee from the neighborhood location in a styrofoam cup every day. There's got to be better answers, and we think we have some.
Well, and is styrofoam toxic to some degree?
Styrofoam is toxic if and when it is melted. And so one of the warnings we've been putting out and hope everyone knows is never use styrofoam in a microwave oven. People, I think, out of common sense think, well, of course I wouldn't put styrofoam in a conventional oven. It would melt. But the fact is it also can melt very easily when the food gets hot in a microwave oven. And it gives out not only toxic fumes, but the styrofoam product, even if it looks like it hasn't melted, can leach into your food products. And these are not things you want floating around in your stomach or your bloodstream.
In the meantime, we're all worried about high gas prices and energy independence and all this stuff. It's just made out of oil.
Exactly. This is a petroleum-based product. And a far broader question than just styrofoam is our desperate need to decrease our dependence on petroleum products from A to Z in our lifetime. And frankly, there's no excuse for not outlawing the use of styrofoam and replacing it with products that are both non-disposable, less environmentally dangerous, non-toxic, and don't require hundreds and hundreds of years to decompose.
Well, the city of Berkeley banned styrofoam food containers back in the 90s. Oakland's banned it. San Francisco just moved against it. L.A. County's working on it. And I see you have some support from New York City Councilman Bill de Blasio as well. Is this idea picking up steam in the Big Apple?
I think this idea is picking up steam. I have support in the Assembly as well as the Senate, the two houses of the legislature. As you mentioned, the City Council is moving their own bill, and I'm glad they are, and we're going to be working with them, although we think this should be a statewide agenda and state law. We are, of course, getting pushback from the industries that produce and sell styrofoam and from some of the businesses who currently use styrofoam. Now, of course, for the industries who sell styrofoam, this is a threat to their market. I would argue they need to move into more environmentally friendly products. We believe there absolutely are alternatives out there, and that those companies can shift to producing and selling non-petroleum-based, non-styrofoam, environmentally safe and decomposable products. There's been some work on those issues. There are some companies out there producing alternatives. We think, actually, if the whole country got on board, it would be very easy to get us off of styrofoam and into alternative products very quickly.
Well, the industry always says this product is recyclable, and sure, you can do it in theory, but nobody ever does. Why is that?
Well, because the concept of taking, again, millions of individual styrofoam items that have been used statistically for food and therefore are dirty and would require an enormous amount of cleansing prior to the possibility of recycling, you get yourselves into the questions of rodents and insects, how, you know, the cost of collecting it all up and then creating some kind of market for this product. I'm all for recycling. I'm also a sponsor of an expanded bottle bill here in New York State to try to move glass and plastic bottles out of the waste stream through recycling. But Styrofoam is a product that, frankly, we know we can live without, and that would be the best answer.
Well, McDonald's manages to live without it. Surely anyone can. But is the restaurant industry worried about your move?
Some in the restaurant industry who are currently using Styrofoam products are, although we think this is also partly an education. We need to show those who are using Styrofoam now that there are alternative products they can use that will work just as well. And in fact, my bill gives them the time to change to a non-Styrofoam product and also gives them an exemption from not continuing to use Styrofoam if they can in fact prove there are no alternative products available. But we're quite sure that the alternatives are out there. As you already pointed out, so many places in California have moved off of Styrofoam and the world has not ended for their food, their restaurants, or their stores. And I know the same will be true here in New York.
So what is the next step for you in your campaign for some packaging sanity?
Well, we just introduced this bill in July. We're not technically in session in the legislature this time of year in New York State. So we're working to build support through both houses, the Senate and the Assembly. I already have 10 Senate co-sponsors. They're 62 state senators. But again, it's August. We just introduced the bill. I have an Assembly colleague here who is moving the bill through his house. We are doing some roundtables around environmental alternatives to decrease solid waste in New York City. We've got one scheduled for the end of September where we've invited all the elected officials and environmental advocacy organizations and other civic leaders to come hear about a whole host of alternative options to decrease our solid waste problems here in New York City. And ending the use of Styrofoam is just one of the things on our list for that day.
Well, Senator Liz Krueger has introduced the Food Service Waste Reduction Act in the New York State. And, Senator, we really appreciate talking with you today.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I really enjoyed it.